Blackstone Audio presents Afraid of the Dark by Tom Henderson. This book is read by Paul Michael Garcia. To Kathleen, for putting up with all the gruesome tales she has to keep hearing about, as a writer of true crime books does his research and struggles with drafts and rewrites. Part 1. The Lake. A Candle on the Deck. Friday, October 24th, 2003. It was, thought Linnaeus Duncan, fixing to be a fine weekend. It was his favorite time of year, the 7 days a week of summer hubbub having ended, so a man could relax and enjoy himself and his surroundings. And my, what surroundings! A technicolor forest encircling the small lake, and the sun still capable of lifting the temperatures into the 70s if a north wind wasn't blowing in. Linnaeus, whom everyone called Lin since his days in the service, when they shortened it at mail call, and his wife, Maggie, were part owners of the Inn of Watervale Resort on the south end of Lower Herring Lake, a small lake in northwest Michigan, tucked on the other side of some sand dunes, scrub brush, and pine trees from Lake Michigan. Their share of the sprawling complex was 8 buildings on 3.5 acres on the lake and another 40 acres of undeveloped adjacent property. They rented out 7 of the buildings and lived in the other. 2 of the houses were right on the lake, with 160 feet of frontage. A big Victorian with 6 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms to the left of a small bathhouse, and a small cottage to the right. Their other cottages were set back from the water. The remaining 25 cottages of the resort were owned by Dory Turner, Maggie's cousin. Though the Watervale looked like one large complex, it was run as 2 organizations, Dory handling her cottages and the Duncans theirs. Summer weekends were always busy, with renters checking out Saturday morning and a new batch checking in Saturday afternoon. The resort was about booked up solid from Memorial Day to Labor Day, year after year. Many of its renters had been coming for years. Summer, you could only rent by the week. Color season offered another burst of activity, which was about done now. The relatively warm waters of Lake Michigan provided a mini-climate that stretched out the color season into late October. Tourists coming to see the bright reds of the sugar maples and the yellows of the beeches and tamaracks, well past the time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?